Call Back the Past.
...1943 saw the balance of World War II scales tip in favor of the Allies. In the midst of round-the-clock bombing of Germany, Luftwaffe chief Hermann Göring had good reason to try and boost the morale of his fighter pilots.
Als die Revolution vor wenigen Monaten durch ganz Deutschland brauste, begann sie damit, dass sie das furchtbare System der Vergangenheit, das System des Parlamentarismus, des Pazifismus, vernichtete und zerstörte. Der Führer hat uns auch in Preußen auf unsere Plätze gestellt. Wir geloben, dass jedermann in Preußen seine Pflicht tue. Der preußische Staatsrat ist eröffnet. Und er ist eröffnet mit dem Rufe, unser Führer Adolf Hitler.
The FBI in America was engaged in the rounding up of spies, and during 1943 trapped 8 German saboteurs who had landed on a deserted part of the American coast. Smith's hit, Tico Tico, sounded at a time when General Smuts was again returned to power in a South African election which gave the United Party a 64-seat majority. And in May of 1943, there was pride in the Obas's voice as he announced a successful end to the campaign on the North African front.
This evening, we are rejoicing over the thrilling news from North Africa. We have good reason for rejoicing. With such spectacular suddenness, the end has at last come. The conclusion of the North African campaign and the complete disappearance of the enemy from our continent mark a most important stage in the march of the United Nations towards final victory. You know that I have always held that in the vast strategy of this world war, the Mediterranean, Egypt, and the Suez Canal are the master keys to ultimate success.
Movies of 1943 included Casablanca with Bogart and Bergman, Spencer Tracy and Van Johnson in A Guy Named Joe, Mickey Rooney in The Human Comedy, Bergman again, this time with Gary Cooper in For Whom the Bells Toll, and Diana Durbin in Hers to Hold, in which she sang this song.
Play the star spangled.
some of the boys over there were in Italy.
The BBC Home and Forces program. Here is the news, and this is John Snaig reading it. This has been a great day for the United Nations. The Italian armed forces have surrendered unconditionally, and an armistice has been granted.
While at home in America, teenagers swooned at the voice of a new idol, Frank Sinatra.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall.
And on the BBC of 1943.
Yes, forces, here to begin with is Quizmaster Wing Commander Kenneth Horn.
Hello, forces. We don't care. Begone the blues and enter ACAC's own music makers, the Royal Artillery Theatre Orchestra, with the band Quartermaster Mitchell conducting them in Strike Up the Band.
Now, today the Brain Trust is a more interesting mixture than ever. Walter Elliott, Malcolm Sargent, Julian Huxley, Professor Jode and Commander Campbell are sitting in their corners with that quiet air of confidence only possible in the case of Masters of Ringcraft.
And news of the war's progress.
Forces program. Here is the news, and this is Frederick Dryswood reading it. 2 hours ago, Italy declared war on Germany. A proclamation by Marshal Badoglio brands the Germans for savagery against the civil population.
Not a great theatrical season in 1943. Apart from The Voice of the Turtle, The Two Mrs. Carrolls, and Noel Coward's This Happy Breed, there was little of real merit. An entirely different scene from the musical stage, which celebrated its year with the musical milestone, Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going.
UNRWA was founded in 1943, the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Organization, to sustain liberated areas of Europe. And the GIs were in the thick of it, in the Pacific, on Guadalcanal.
Just landed here about 15 minutes ago, and I don't know whether I sound scared or not, but I am. I don't know if you hear any rifles popping or not, but there's rifles and just everything in the book.
While United States forces made progress on the Pacific front, medical science saw the successful use of penicillin for chronic diseases and the discovery by Waterman and Schatz of streptomycin. And as usual, on the pop music scene, there was a tune with a catchphrase title. This time it was Pistol Packing Mama.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Packing Mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Packing Mama, lay that pistol down.
Earlier in the year, Churchill and Roosevelt had met at Casablanca. Another high-level meeting took place at Tehran on November 28th, this time with a third world leader, Joseph Stalin. Churchill reported,
"We, the United Nations, demand from the Nazi, fascist, and Japanese tyrannies unconditional surrender."
The Russians had for the past year been fighting desperately to keep the German armies back. Now, slowly, they were turning the tables, advancing and retaking Rostov, Kharkov, and Kiev. In fact, by year's end, two-thirds of the area previously occupied by the Germans was back in Russian hands. Nevertheless, Stalin was agitating for a second front in Europe, the employing of the Anglo-American invasion force at whose head was General Eisenhower. No doubt Stalin made his desires very clear to the two other leaders, and certainly Winston Churchill got the message.
"We have heard a lot of talk in the last 2 years about establishing what is called a second front in northern France against Germany. It is quite natural that the Russians, bearing the main weight of the German armies on their front, should urge us ceaselessly to undertake this task and should in no way conceal their complaints and even reproaches that we have not done it before. I look forward to the day when British and American liberating armies will cross the channel in full force and come to close quarters with the German invaders of France. You would certainly not wish me to tell you when that is likely to happen, or whether it be near or far."
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.